This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an order Monday requiring federal agencies to prove they are not replacing qualified American workers with people from other countries. The White House said the executive order would help prevent federal agencies from, quote, unfairly replacing American workers with low-cost foreign labor. The order requires all federal agencies to complete an internal audit to show whether they are hiring U.S. citizens and nationals for competitive service positions. Trump said his move was partly prompted by the announcement of the Tennessee Valley Authority that it intended to outsource 20% of its technology jobs to companies based in foreign countries using H-1B visas. President Trump on Monday criticized a key White House coronavirus advisor after she told a national television audience that a new surge in infections was extraordinarily widespread in rural areas of the country and in cities. Trump sent out this tweet. This is a quote, "Much of our country is doing very well. Open the schools." This came a day after Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus task force coordinator, told CNN, and this is a quote, "We are in a new phase. What we are seeing today is different from March and April. To everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus." End of the quote. Birx said she had traveled to 14 states over the past 3 weeks and was concerned that people were not taking precautions against transmission of the virus. The U.S. has recorded more than 155,000 coronavirus deaths and more than 4.6 million confirmed infections. Those are the highest figures in both cases, across the highest national totals across the world. You're listening to VOA News. Lebanon's foreign minister has resigned. Nassif Hitti handed in his resignation on Monday. He warned that the country's financial crisis and its lack of political will to change could pose the biggest threat to the nation since its civil war. Hitti said Lebanon runs the risk of becoming what he called a failed state. The career diplomat became foreign minister in January as part of Prime Minister Hassan Diab's government. In southern Chile, a confrontation between Mapuche indigenous protesters and local residents turned violent on Sunday. Several government buildings in the Araucanía region were damaged as the violence erupted. Local media reported that residents tried to force the Mapuche protesters out of the municipality buildings before burning and overturning vehicles belonging to them. Chilean police intervened. Interior Undersecretary Juan Gali said that authorities arrested 48 people during such absolutely condemnable unrest. In his words, the Mapuche protesters had occupied local government buildings for several days in a show of support for one of their leaders, Celestino Cordova, who's on a hunger strike in prison, and other Mapuche individuals whom they consider political prisoners. The native Mapuche population, most of whom live in poverty, has been in conflict with authorities since the Spanish conquistadors forced them into Araucanía in the late 19th century after some 300 years of conflict. Mexican police and armed forces arrested the leader of the violent Santa Rosa de Lima gang, who have terrorized the north-central region of the country. Authorities in the state of Guanajuato announced the arrest of Jose Antonio Ypez Ortiz, widely known by his Spanish nickname El Maro, which means the sledgehammer. The Santa Rosa de Lima gang and the Jalisco cartel have been engaged in a bloody turf battle for years in the industrial hub of Guanajuato, home to many foreign auto parts plants and parts suppliers. The unrest has turned it into the most violent state in Mexico. 2,293 people have been murdered in the first half of this year alone in the Guanajuato state. In Western Africa, the Gambian government says three of its ministers have tested positive for COVID-19. The State House of the Gambia says the country's finance minister, the petroleum and energy minister, and the agriculture minister all tested positive for the virus. The Gambian president, President Adama Barrow, announced last week he plans to self-isolate after his vice president tested positive for COVID-19. Gambia has recorded 498 cases of COVID-19 and so far 9 deaths. The country's population is around 2 million. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.